CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. We go to Mexico. A critical aspect of Mexico is the president, AMLO, and the ability of Mexico to go forward with accounts receivable, in this case, having to do with energy. But it is not simply an energy story. It has to do with AMLO's power. Mary, a very good evening to you. The president of Mexico is seeking to consolidate his power. And if I understand correctly from your most recent column, his tools to consolidate power in his office, in his hands, are the electricity market controlled by the government and also Pemex, the national energy company that has a product that nobody wants. How is this working, Mary? Because it's a unique arrangement that you've unpacked here. Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. I think to understand what's going on with the president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, we have to remind ourselves that the energy sector in any economy is a crucial, catalyst for the economy to run. So he who controls the energy sector has a vast control over the rest of the economy, and quite a bit of political control as well. So during 2014, there was a reform actually passed in 2013 that opened the electricity market, the power generation in electricity to private investment, foreign and domestic. And so a bunch of energy producers, electricity producers went to Mexico and invested and began generating power. AMLO now wants to take all of that power generation independence away from those companies. They can still generate power, but they would have to sell it to the government-owned, what they call it, the CFE. It's actually, it's the Federal Electricity Company, and it has to be sold to them. They would be the monopsony. In other words, they would be the only buyer in the country of that power, so they would set prices. And then they would be the seller of that commodity to manufacturing, residential, anybody who uses electricity. So you can see that would give them vast control, and it would also destroy a lot of value that private investors have in energy generation. Because the way it works right now, the electricity is dispatched through transmission lines that are owned by the government according to price. So renewables, which is just a small segment of the market, usually go first because they're the most cost efficient. But after that, a lot of these modern, private sector investors who have built plants that use natural gas and are very cost efficient and they have good prices, they go next. And in the new environment, all of that would be wiped out, and CFE, as I said, would be the only buyer. They would buy all of it. You wouldn't be able to send your electricity directly to a user like, say, the Ford plant or something like that, which exists now, that possibility of like direct private investors selling directly to a large manufacturer. So that's one thing that would be changed in this constitutional reform that AMLO wants to do. And the other has to do with the electricity company using the fuel oil that Pemex makes but cannot sell because nobody wants it. It's very dirty, high pollutant, and so this is a drag on Pemex, and he wants to help Pemex. So that's another component of the reform.
And this allows the president of Mexico to consolidate power in his hands and control the market in his hands. But you note in your column that there's a hesitation here. He does not enjoy a overwhelming majority in the legislature. He was not successful at the midterm last year. Therefore, he must make deals. Who's he dealing with?
Well, it's kind of funny. One of his coalition allies is the Green Party. And there are a lot of jokes in Mexico about how the Green Party really has very little to do with environmentalists. environmentalism and really has more to do with money and power, they would have a very tough time approving this thing because it's not going to be good for the environment. Some may do it. Not sure how they would get away with that. But if the public's paying any attention, this is very bad for the environment. Companies that are efficient using natural gas or renewables would pretty much be destroyed. I mean, their assets would be taken to potentially to zero. The other party that he's going to have to depend on is the Institutional Revolutionary Party, known by the initials of PRI. And the PRI, of course, the PRI president in 2013 was Enrique Peña Nieto. He was the president of the country, but he was also from the PRI. But the PRI over, you know, the last 25 years, I guess, has been a kind of divided party where you have very sort of old line PRIistas who are very similar to the mentality, have the very similar mentality to AMLO, and they may go along with it. And then you have a more modern wing of the PRI, which is not likely to go along with it. So the real challenge here for AMLO would be to pick off enough of those PRIistas that he could get the thing passed. And I think it would be done largely on the grounds of nationalism. You know, this is he's always appealed to Mexicans to take pride in the Pemex oil company because the national oil company. And I think also AMLO is using the spike in natural gas prices in Europe. Spain in particular depends heavily on natural gas to produce electricity. So electricity prices have gone up in Spain. And AMLO is trying to tell Mexicans that this is what they're in for if they don't take him up on his plan, which of course is baloney because this will kill investment. And in the end, Mexico will not have the energy it needs to serve either residential customers at good prices or a large manufacturing base, which hopefully is going to be growing.
So let me summarize then. AMLO, who's the very powerful president of Mexico, seeks to contradict all the claims for COP26, climate change, at the same time to elbow aside private investors who've entered into the market to the great prosperity of Mexico since 2014, make a deal with the opposition, concentrate the power in his hands, and therefore going forward with a Mexico that we'd have to say is contradictory to the policies of the United States. All that in one package. Is that correct, Mary?
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, I would just add to it that this is going to take Mexico back to kind of the way the economy worked in the 70s and 80s, which, of course, was what AMLO wants. He dreams about the Mexico that was had basically a state-owned economy. And he's not going to get that entirely, but if he gets the energy sector, it will be really damaging for the country and for the prospects for growth and so forth. So it's, you know, he ran on this platform that he's going to transform the country, and he calls it the fourth transformation. If this goes through, he will be very close to achieving that. If it does not go through, his presidency is over. So there's a huge amount riding on this, on the success or failure of this bill.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, she's the America's editor for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, as well as the American columnist. This is AMLO, López Obrador, and his intention now, working with his fellows in the legislature, to take us back to the future. This is CBS Eye on the Radio. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.